It's breezy, it's rainy, it's muggy. The wet earth under my feet is a little chilly. I'm just taking it all in. I'm out here about an hour later than I usually am. Letting the day do me. It's a sick day for Finn, so our morning's a little different. And I didn't let that old drumbeat take over. Though you better get up and do it. People are counting on you. People expect. Right? What if you get out there too late and the birds aren't chirping? What if you get out there too late and there's hustle and bustle and you can hear the campers in the campground adjacent to you? And bah! New drumbeat. New drumbeat. I needed a little extra rest. I needed ease. New drumbeat. Yesterday I had no story to tell. I came out here. Well, I don't have a story to tell today either. Yesterday, I really didn't know if I had decided that we were just going to drop into our hearts together. We were just going to activate our hearts together. That's what I had decided yesterday morning. Before the podcast. And I had sincerely been thinking, is that enough? Is that even enough? I don't really have an anecdote or, you know, anything else that I plan to say. On the way home, before the podcast yesterday morning, I saw an opossum. I've always said possum, but I think in North America, I think we call them opossums. Opossum, 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 opossum. Anyway, that's new for me. I prefer possum, but I think that's what they say in Australia. But I can say whatever I want, right? So I saw a possum yesterday morning. But I didn't rush. I didn't rush to like look it up or talk about it on yesterday's podcast. But I was thinking, is love enough? Is my heart enough? And I see the possum. And I thought, oh, is this a sign? Like, I'm supposed to talk about the possum instead. But that didn't feel true. That didn't feel true. And even when I came outside yesterday, as I'm hitting record, I'm wondering, is this enough? I don't have anything else to say today. I just want to talk about my heart. And if you listened to yesterday's episode, as I'm recording it, a big, huge robin is right in front of me, chirping at me, hopped off of the wire, hopped all the way over to me. I watched the robin get some worms. Oh, look, he's right there on the corner. What's up, bro? Oh, crossing the street towards me. So I didn't clock it yesterday as I was recording. I didn't clock it. The robin's red breast, right? The heart. Anyway, I did the podcast and it felt good. I don't even know what I said, but I remember yesterday being out here outside with my hand on my heart and swaying my hips and feeling love. I was in love. So that felt really good. So I decided that was a success. That felt good. Just flush it. So I did. Went on with my morning. Finn got his most requested teacher yesterday, and I was really happy for him. And so I was in a good mood after I dropped him off. I was happy for my boy, and I decided to treat myself to breakfast. So what that entailed was actually just stopping off at the local store, and I bought a frozen pizza that looked really good. And I decided I'm going to have some for breakfast, and then Olive and I can finish it off for lunch. And that felt good to keep with that feel-good vibe. And I had time and opportunity to treat myself, so I did. And that takes me a different route home, so I normally wouldn't have gone this way. But since I treated myself to my frozen pizza breakfast, I'm going home. I'm driving home. And I see one of my neighbors. This is a small town, so if you live in this town, you're my neighbor. So I see one of my neighbors on his walk. And I love to beep and wave and smile at this man. Because when I spoke with him, one of the last times I spoke with him, I said, he said, "I know it's you. And he, by the way, I know it's you when you beep and you wave." And I said, "Oh, good. I'm glad you know it's me. I'm sure you have many people beeping and waving at you." Because he's such a great guy and he walks every day. And he says, "Nah, you're the only one that's nice to me." And I, you know, whether that's true or not, it spoke to me. That's what he spoke to me. "You're the only one that's nice to me." He likes my energy. It made him stop on the street once, and we talked. Now we're friends. So I was really glad that I took a different way home. I took a little extra time, and I was able to beep and wave and be a friendly face to that person. And that felt really good, right? I was feeling pretty good after I activated my heart that day. My kid's off to a good start. I'm going to treat myself to breakfast. I just saw my friend and brightened both of our days. And as I turn back to the road, my car has a call coming through. And it's my friend. And I don't know why. I'm confused because it's very early. It's very early for my friend to be up, right? I don't know why I'm confused. I'm like, is my kid's at my house, right? My kid's not with her. Why is she calling me? What's going on? And so I answer and she says, "I see you. Hi, I see you." And she was right behind me and she was heading to New York City. She's going to New York City. And I happened to be right in front of her, beep, 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 waving at my friend. And then she's like, "Hey, that's my friend," causing a ruckus, waving at her friend. And so she calls me and, you know, we have an awesome little conversation and she's all excited about going to New York. And I'm so happy and I'm so glad that I get to send her off. Right? So we make it to the only traffic light in our town and she's going straight. She's going to NYC. And I'm going home, and I'm taking a turn. And so at that traffic light, we both went beep, 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 beep. We had a little send-off party. We had a GD parade for her going to New York City with her partner. Oh, wait, I hope you're listening to this, because I think she thinks it's funny when I say partner about me and Will. So I just said it about her. Good. That is good. I like that. So, again, activating my heart, treating myself, doing things that feel good for myself, for others, really set me off on a great day yesterday. And I didn't realize until I spoke with my friend, she mentioned to me, "I'm really glad this happened. I'm glad I'm going to New York. I'm glad I, you know, got to talk to you and see you. And like, this is so fun." And because, you know, it's our first night not dancing. It's our first Tuesday. And she's right. You know, we started this back for the winter session. We did the winter and the spring. You know, we went half the year dancing Tuesdays together. And this is our first Tuesday. We don't have, you know, a class going on. And honestly, I had forgotten about it. Why? Because I'm focused on other things. Yes, is it bittersweet? Oh, Tuesdays, those aren't happening anymore. Yes, because they were super awesome. But do I know that we're going to dance again and it's going to be even better? Yeah. So where am I going to focus my energy? To the here and now and feeling better here and now. But when I get into my head, right, if I'm playing that game, I'm going to focus into the future and get excited for what I know is coming. Something great is coming. The best is always yet to be. So if I'm not going to shine my light in the here and now and think about my feet on this earth and activate my heart, if I'm shining my light into time and space that doesn't exist, I'll shine it into the future that doesn't exist, you know, and just imagine how great it's going to feel, because everything's always getting better and better. So I said goodbye to my friend, realized that, like, oh yeah, this is the first Tuesday, we're not dancing. It wasn't exactly bittersweet. It wasn't exactly a big thing for me. I'm focused on other things. So I came home and I decided to listen to my podcast that I had recorded that day. And if you remember, I have said many times, I just wasn't sure if it was enough. And I listened to it, and it was awesome. How could I think that that isn't enough? How could I think that I'm not enough? That love isn't enough? That my heart isn't enough? It was great. It helped me reactivate my heart. I was in love again. I listened to my podcast, and I had my hand on my heart, and I was swaying, and I was in love. I might do it again today. I might put yesterday's episode on and activate my heart. Love is enough. We are enough. We are love. It feeds itself. I was watching the robin, the red-breasted robin, just hop around this beautiful earth. There's tons for this robin to eat. Love feeds itself. I have a dear friend. And I didn't message this to her yesterday. I'm going to message it right when I get off of the podcast this morning. I think she knows she's enough, but she doesn't feel it. And I feel it and see it for her so easily. And I think she feels it and sees it for me so easily. I want to let her know, hey, if you ever forget that you're enough, or if it's hard to see, message me and I will remind you and I will clear your mirror. I'll be sending that message out. Maybe you have someone in your life that you could send that message to. Hey, I need you to know that you're enough. I think you might have an idea that you are enough. But I need you to know it, because I know it. I see it. I feel it. And if you ever have trouble knowing it, or if you're forgetting it, I want you to reach out to me. And I'll show you how I see you. I'll tell you that you're enough. This friend changed my mind about Reiki. I'm pretty woo-woo, okay? You should see my books, okay? But when my mom was dying, she was offered Reiki. We said yes, and I hated it. I hated it. My mom was dying in a very sensitive state, and these ladies came in. And, you know, honestly, they were all up in her grill with a bunch of, hi neighbor, with a bunch of loud bangle bracelets. And, you know, when they entered the room, the energy didn't shift. You know, certain people enter a room and, or if you enter a certain space, a sacred space, you feel it. And so, unfortunately, my mother and I, our experience with Reiki was, It was just not good. That's it. My experience was just awful. And I thought, ugh, no thanks. And it seemed like, oh, everybody's training for this. Of course they are. What the hell is this? And of course, on the other side, I have a book that my mom, you know, studied and that I have and that I'm into, you know, Hands of Light. I mean, of course we're channels. Of course we have hands of light. I know my hands are magical, even if I lay them on myself. Energy healing, all that, everything is real. But boy, did I get tainted with Reiki. Very tainted. So recently when I was going through a big peak of a lot of physical challenges, well, really, oftentimes I'm in pain, but I started sharing it because it was really all I had. So I started to talk about it with my friends. And she is one of my friends, and she offered me Reiki. And I said, yes, because this woman is more than enough. This woman is love. This woman is everything. I'm so grateful to know this woman. She has increased the quality of my life and my entire family. I love her dearly. And it was, she called when I was really starting to answer the phone. And so it was a little bit hard for me to answer the phone that day, but I did. And she said, hey, I have a half hour, something like this. I have a half hour and a half hour. Do you want a session? I said, yeah. And we, okay. And I got off the phone. I thought, what just happened? Oh God, okay. And then I looked at my Clubhouse and I thought, where can we do a session? and it was just Finn and I home. And so I decided, well, he likes the living room during the day. He'll be playing all throughout the house. I'll take his bedroom and I'll set us up in there. I'll have a little space where I can lay down and my friend can come for a Reiki session. She came. It was great. It was just what I needed. I could feel some of my blocks, some of the tension that wants to remain tight in my body. I could feel that. I could feel. I was there. I was feeling with my friend. I actually started something a few years back called feeling practice. Feeling practice. It's just literally practice feeling. People would ask me how I feel and I would think about it. So I started to feel about it. How do you feel? Oh, hot, tired, achy, stiff, tight. Oh, loose, spacious, you know, physically. How do you feel? So my friend and I were quiet, pretty much, in a room and feeling. And what are we made of? Energy. And we're healing. So I had an amazing energy healing Reiki session with my friend, who is more than enough. When she left, I don't know if I can get there all the way right now, but I remember being like, wow, all right, has nothing to do with the word Reiki, has everything to do with the person, has nothing to do with the word doctor, has everything to do with the person, has nothing to do with, it's the person. It's all about the person. It's all about you. You are more than enough. And you can show up in the world however you want to show up in the world, as a doctor, as a lawyer, as a librarian, as a Reiki practitioner, as a farmer, however it is. You're still showing up and healing the world as you return to wellness yourself, as you uncover yourself, as we all uncover the self, like the sun behind all the clouds. We all have that bright light. And I think a lot of us are looking to uncover it. because we know we're not the passing weather. We know we're the bright light behind the clouds. Sometimes it shines bright. And we get a taste. But even when it's dark, you know, the sun's always there. So that day, I ended up like understanding the movie Encanto. I'm like, ugh, you're more than your gift. I get it. I get it. Yes, my friend is gifted in many ways. But it's about her. It's about sharing the space and energy and time and focus with her. That's what it was about. So thank you, friend. I love being wrong. Like I say, I love being wrong. So I really love shifting my view, my perception, my opinion of Reiki. All right, I'm gonna go inside, but before I do, let's put a hand over our heart. Feel the pressure, feel the warmth of your hand on your chest. Breathe light into it. Breathe right into your heart, in through your nose if you can. Keep breathing into your heart. Imagine it feeling lighter, getting lighter, bigger and brighter. You can move your hand a little bit if you want. I'm doing some slow circles right over my heart. I'm not breaking the connection. I'm almost pressing in as I do my circles over my heart. And my whole body's now rocking back and forth with these big circles. And I'm smiling. I'm looking like a fool already. It's working. Anybody else in love with me? Practice this, will you? A part of me needed a mom yesterday. And this right now doesn't feel so bad. This warm hand over my heart and the rocking back and forth. And the smile and being in love. Join me. Join me and keep practicing, and we'll check in tomorrow. Bye, Robin. Bye, everybody. I love you.